I think that's the announcements I was supposed to cover. I don't know. I don't have a bulletin either. If you weren't in class to hear what happened with that, I printed off the bulletin, and it's still sitting in my printer. That would have happened long before today if it was up to me. Every Sunday I get in the van after scrambling to get all my stuff together, and Rachel already has the boys out in the van, and she asks, did you get your devices? Did you get the bulletin? And I was, yes, of course. And then sometimes I run in to go get it. And today, like I said in class, one of these days it was bound to happen that I was going to forget more than she remembered. So that's definitely on me, because it would have happened long before. So hopefully most everybody got the email version, and I think we covered stuff between the slides, and Terry doing a good job with the announcements. While that wasn't done on purpose, it maybe does really illustrate some of what I was going to talk about this morning anyway. About on Mother's Day is a time to recognize sometimes how lost we would be without our ladies. Whether it's mothers or grandmothers or aunts or wives, we would be in trouble without them, right? We're studying through Deuteronomy last week and this week as we're going through our Bible reading plan for the year. And a lot of ideas came out this week on Tuesday and Wednesday as we're going through the first about half of Deuteronomy. A lot of ideas about what this book is. It serves a lot of purposes. Don shared on Wednesday that he sees it as the law preached, which I think is a good way of describing it. The situation is, as the people are about to go into the land, as I've heard it described, Moses says, I just want to say a few things before we go in, and it takes them about 30 chapters to do it. Talks about where they came from and restates the law. So that's one good description of it, is the law preached. Another is that reminder of where you came from. It is a second giving of the law to the next generation. As we saw when we went through the book of Numbers, you had the generation that came out of Egypt and failed, complained and said, we don't want to go, enough times to where God said, fine, I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. So that generation did not go into the land, and the next generation did. And so Deuteronomy is part of that transition of telling that generation that's about to go into the promised land, here's what you need to remember, here's what you need to know. So that's another aspect of the book. Another, which kind of plays into those ideas, is a big idea in Deuteronomy is remember and do not forget. Which we talked briefly in class about, is there a difference between those two things? Maybe remember might be something that, you know, now I want you to bring this to mind, whereas do not forget means it should already be on your mind. And Deuteronomy talks about the blessings that come from remembering and the curses that come from forgetting. So that's another aspect of the book. Another is about justice being served to people. And sometimes when we say that, that sounds like a negative, like we're doing justice, make sure it gets punishment, but that's not what Deuteronomy is talking about. It's about showing justice in the way that God does, about taking care of people who can't take care of themselves and seeing people the way God sees them. So all of those are in there, and I feel the last few weeks I tried to pack too much in, and we went long, and we don't need to do all of that every week. So I'll mention those, and then we'll move on to what I want to talk about. Fair enough. All right. We don't want to leave Brian downstairs too long with the kids. But very much appreciated that Brian wanted to help out, so none of the ladies had to take the time out today. In Deuteronomy, one of the big ideas, when it talks about passing these things on to the next generation, it's not just about we're going to say the law again, but it has a lot to say about tell this to your children. You know, one of the most famous passages in the Old Testament is in Deuteronomy chapter 6, which is from our reading this week. And Jesus was asked, what is the greatest command? He quoted Deuteronomy 6, starting at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Then it continues to go on. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. And there are some things in here that have been discussed about, you know, accessorizing with the gospel and, you know, writing on the door frames and things like that. But, you know, it starts with what do you do to show that you understand these commandments and show that you love God? You pass it on. You tell it to your kids. And how do you do that? By living it out in everything you do. When you go out and when you stay in. When you lie down and you get up. And there's not a lot of in-between there. Right? And there are several references in Deuteronomy about teaching to your children. And these blessings will be for you and for your children. And it talks about when your son asks you, why do we do this? Tell them this. The idea that I see there is it's not just sitting our kids down and saying, here's what you have to know. But these things are so lived out that your kids are curious. And they want to know. Tell me about why you do things that way. And I think about this aspect of the way that we teach kids. And I think about young kids. And I was going to use these passages and say, and this is like moms teaching the kids. And I realized, no, this is written more towards the eye of fathers. And a lot of texts are about, you know, fathers, make sure you're teaching. And as I was trying to work out, okay, how can I make this work? I want to be faithful to the text. I don't want to make it say something that it's not saying. It occurred to me that I think there's a reason that the Bible spends so much time saying, fathers, make sure that you are teaching your kids. I think that's because this is supposed to, teaching the kids and passing on these things to the children is supposed to be a team effort. And if fathers weren't told specifically to be a part of the process, mothers are so good at doing it, they do the whole job. Maybe that's been your experience. My dad did a good job passing these things on. But I mostly remember the things that my dad did for me as I got older. When I was younger, I think of my mom teaching me. My mom was my Bible class teacher, frequently. I'm pretty sure that there were times where my parents were both teaching the class, but I mostly remember mom. I remember having devotionals at home. And I'm pretty sure Dad did part of that sometimes, but I don't remember it. I remember all of us sitting together and this book, Little Talks About God and You. I guess it's more Little Talks. I don't know if we had both. Okay, I remember this one. And I don't even really remember any lessons inside of the book offhand, but I remember this picture of the treehouse sitting on Mom's lap. She was holding the book, and we're talking. I don't remember the lessons from the book, but I remember being taught the things that matter and learning the lessons that, you know, I'm still trying to work through and I'm still trying to pass on. I don't know. The image of this book is very, very vivid in my memory from the things that my mom was teaching me. And, you know, I've tried to take some of those things that I remember, and I've tried to be active in teaching my kids, in trying to do some studies at home. And boy, as much as I try, they don't seem as interested in the stuff that I have to say as they are when Rachel sits down and talks with them. I don't know. I don't think it's the things that I'm saying, but I think there's something about the way that moms can teach these things. It kind of makes me think about, I was over at a friend's house and we were talking, and he's got 5 kids older than my kids. And I don't even remember how the subject came up, but he was talking about how he came to realize one time that he couldn't do the things that his wife did. And then he backed up and said, well, obviously, I could do each of those tasks. I'd be very tempted to say we couldn't switch roles because she couldn't handle my stuff, but I could. But then one day, I was working from home, and I saw one of the kids needed help while she was doing her things. And she stopped everything and gave the time to her children. And he said, I can't process things in that way. And I was thinking about it. I kind of know what he was saying. I try to do some things around the house that Rachel might do. But if I'm working on a task and the kids need help, I will often see how quickly can I take care of what he needs so I can get back to what I need to do. That's kind of the dad way of things, right? Solve that problem, get back to what I'm doing. Moms kind of find a way of making everything work together. Rachel can do things in the way that I can't. And it was kind of cool thing to see recently that while I've tried to do studies with the boys and they work out okay, a little while ago Rachel came home from visiting with my mom with the book, and our boys love studying this with Rachel, and she does a great job, and that's been cool to see. And I hope this is making as much sense to you as it is in my head. But, you know, we are very blessed by the moms in our lives. And I say moms because I don't know about you, but I've got several of them. Being in church will do that. I've got several women that I call mom, several more that treat me just like one of their kids, and even more that I know if I needed something, I can go to them and they would take care of me like they are my mom. The point of this is not to say that only women can teach and only women can do things in this way, but while as I grew, I found several mentors that most of them were men. But if I think back to it, by the time I started getting any mentors, I had a whole collection of moms. And there's something special about that. And so this morning, I know the Mother's Day sermon is always a little awkward at times about what to do. I know Don confessed to me that he used to find an excuse to be out of town on Mother's Day so somebody else would have to take care of it. And sure enough, last year that ended up being one of mine. And so this morning, you know, I like to have the so what. Right? So what do we take out of this? And I went around on a lot of different Mother's Day lessons or Deuteronomy lessons, and I came out of this saying, I think there's only one so what for this morning, and that is, thank you, moms. Thank you to my mom and to Rachel, who is such a wonderful mom. Thank you on behalf of the children of the moms here. Thank you, passed through space, to all of my moms spread out all over the place. And thank you to so many in this congregation who have started the collection of moms that my boys have, that I get to see my boys look to so many people in this room as extra moms and aunts and grandmas, and it's a blessing to get to see. So thank you for blessing my family in that way. And that's what I have to say this morning. Sometimes we don't have to have deep theological thoughts. Sometimes, you know, we can just say, it is very much a God thing to be able to live your life as a blessing to someone else. And I think that's part of what we can say about being a mom. Right? So, that's all I have this morning. Say thank you to a mom around you. If there's anything you need this morning, if you need to be picked up and loved on, I just told you we got a bunch of moms in this room. They're really good at loving on people. If this morning you need to make a decision in your life to follow Christ, be baptized. Somebody told me once that the best gift you could ever give to your mother is making that decision. We're here for you if that's what you need. We're going to get this done on the early side so everybody can go have some good Mother's Day time. If there's anything you need this morning, please let us know as we stand and sing.